More attacks in Iraq today. Suicide bombers struck two crowded Shiite mosques in northeastern Iraq as worshippers were attending Friday prayers. Nearly 70 people are reported dead, and there are fears that the toll could go much higher. NPR's Peter Kenyon joins me now from Baghdad. And Peter, tell us what you can about today's attacks.
Well, this town, Khan Akin, is somewhat off the beaten track. It's out towards the Iranian border, northeast of the capital. And there was some confusion among the early reports, which originally said two bombers had struck at one mosque. The latest information we have is that there were three explosions in all. As Friday Muslim prayers were ending in town, a car bomb exploded in a market area. And then a few minutes later, two suicide bombers exploded inside two separate Shiite mosques, both of them very crowded for the most popular prayer time of the Muslim week. We have reports that at least one of the mosques was very heavily damaged, and it's been difficult to get accurate body counts. It's been rising throughout the day, and officials say it could go even higher than it is now.
These bombings took place in a mixed Kurdish and Shiite area, and it hadn't known much violence up until now.
That's right. And it is something of a mystery about why this particular town today. I'm not aware of any significant periods of tension or history of violence there, at least not in recent years. Clearly, the targets here were Shiite Muslims, which strongly suggest to Iraqi officials that Sunni insurgents may have been behind the attacks. One theory holds that these attacks are most successful, which is to say the deadliest, when these bombers pick soft, unguarded targets in unexpected locations. There may well be more to it than that, but this investigation has just begun, so we're going to have to wait for more facts to emerge before we can say for sure.
And there were also suicide bombings in Baghdad today. What do you know about those?
Well, we had conflicting reports, even though this happened in the heart of the Jadariya neighborhood in central Baghdad, not in some remote location. Shows you how confusing these explosive scenes can be. Initially, Iraqi officials believed the target may have been the Ministry of Interior Detention Center, which is nearby, and that's where some 170 prisoners had been found Sunday, some showing signs of torture. But later, as more pieces were put together and some security camera video was seen, both Iraqi and U.S. officials reached the conclusion that this was very similar to an attack we saw last month on the Sheraton Palestine hotels. The intended target today is believed to be the Alhambra Hotel, which, like the Sheraton in Palestine, frequently hosts Westerners, including the foreign media. Now, one reason they think that is because the style of the two attacks is very similar. The security video showed a white van pulling up to a concrete blast wall and setting off a large explosion which knocked down the wall, at least a section of it. Seconds later, a second vehicle exploded in the same area. The theory now is that, as with the Sheraton attack, the second vehicle was trying to get close to the hotel but got stuck in rubble and exploded prematurely. And as a result, in a sadly familiar tale to Iraqis, local apartment buildings absorbed the blast, and most, if not all, the victims appear to be Iraqi civilians.
And Peter, earlier this week we reported on allegations that Iraqi jailers had tortured Sunni or mostly Sunni prisoners. Can you bring us up to date on what's known about that? And Peter, can you tell us any more at this point about that case about Sunni prisoners being tortured by Iraqi jailers?
Well, we've had a defiant denial of some but not all of the charges from the Iraqi Interior Ministry. But even as he spoke, the U.S. Embassy was issuing a second statement, again condemning any mistreatment of prisoners and saying even one case is too many. So that story is still unfolding.
NPR's Peter Kenyon speaking from Baghdad. Thanks very much.